Thank you, Brad, and good morning, everyone. Executive Director at REEDEC, Don Anabuski, said his organization is still negotiating with airlines to bring back daily nonstop service to Los Angeles. Anabuski said that local representatives have met with airlines on numerous occasions, and he said in a statement that the question is not if, but when more flights are made available. Also, the airport will get a name change, although a final moniker has not been decided upon. Two popular names are the California Redwood Coast Airport and the Redwood Coast Regional Airport. The Board of Supervisors will review REEDEC's Prosperity Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy at Tuesday's meeting, and it will be the last chance for public input. REEDEC also announced that it has partnered with the Humboldt Area Foundation to loan the Northern California Indian Development Council money to make major improvements to the Carson Block building at 3rd and I Streets in Eureka. On Friday night, California Highway Patrol officers responded to a vehicle collision on Highway 96 that required some extra effort. CHP officers found that two occupants had been ejected from the black Honda and one remained pinned under the wreckage down a steep hillside. Search and rescue crews had to rappel down to reach the trapped victim, who was rescued and then transported to the hospital for treatment of injuries. The cause remains under investigation. The county SWAT team served a search warrant at a residence in the 900 block of O Street in Eureka on Friday morning. Eureka police were notified by Fresno police that two men, each of whom is a validated gang member and who were wanted on $1 million bail each, could be in the area. Eureka police were able to confirm that the two men were in fact in the city, and Fresno detectives traveled to Eureka to take them into custody. The names of those suspects have not been released and won't be due to an ongoing investigation, but the two have been transported back to Fresno to face gun-related charges. Facing massive budget troubles, Curry County Undersheriff Bob Rector will leave his post on April 12th. Curry County is facing insolvency and administration could be taken over by the state of Oregon. Curry County commissioners have proposed two tax hikes in order to raise more revenue, but no agreement has been reached and voters will have their say at the ballot box. In Crescent City, the city council has okayed a hike in water and sewer rates effective as of May 1st. The rate hike is expected to bring in some $300,000 in revenue. And also in Crescent City, a CHP officer attempted to pull over a suspected stolen vehicle. However, the driver, 25-year-old Robert Phillips, fled instead before abandoning the car and then fleeing the scene on foot. Officers were then told by fishermen they saw Phillips swimming the Smith River, and he was later located and arrested on several charges. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community. Here's Anthony Mantova with more.
For today's Our Community, we continue looking at the role local government takes in aiding business development. We've been looking at the services and expectations that a local government has in maintaining an environment that's good for business. How do the expectations get paid for? Most often by collected sales tax revenue. Our example today is from the City of Arcata, where City Manager Randy Mendoza outlines the transaction and use tax, a portion of the overall sales tax that consumers pay when they buy.
Sales tax is a revenue source. In Arcata, we get a part of the sales tax, but also particularly with the Measure G, the transactional use tax, which is a big deal for Arcata residents because that pays for potholes. We've fixed a lot of streets with that, and it also pays for extra police officers, which has been a big thing for Arcata residents in past years, and the park ranger program.
For this example, the City of Arcata has an oversight board that makes sure the sales tax monies go where appropriate in our community.
And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.